Aircheckdownloads.com.
Connor Mosley.
The sound of Sussex.
Sussex. And all the music you love. BBC Radio Sussex.
We get it almost every night.
I tell you what, that is the perfect song for a summer's afternoon, a summer's early evening, isn't it? Top Loader and Dancing in the Moonlight, BBC Radio Sussex and BBC Radio Surrey on a Wednesday. Hello, Connor with you. Middle of July already. I do this. If you've listened to me before on the show, usually gets to like a few days into the month and I go, really? How's it nearly the end already? I don't know why. I just I'm way ahead of myself. Live the moment. Anyway, how are you? How was your day? Was it all right today? A bit cooler, wasn't it? Yesterday, we had the highest temperature in the country in our neck of the woods, didn't we? 30.7, I believe it was. It was just too much yesterday. When the sun actually came out behind the clouds, oh, it was well too hot. Today's been all right. We've had that bit of a breeze as well, cooled everything down. But I tell you what, it's that sort of a day, isn't it? Things going wrong. My other half, right, start of the day, my other half called me to vent about someone at his work and he was furious. I was like, it's all right, just calm down. Let's just get through the day, have some lunch. Then it was my turn, so I was catching the train into work. I had a 4-minute connection at working to make. Did I make it? Absolutely not. And you know, and I'm still annoyed. My train pulled in. My connecting train was late. And I still missed it. The doors shut as I got to the train. Then I had a half an hour wait for my next train. So that got me very annoyed. Then I had a call, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, from producer Sophia, who's had a mare. If you got caught in traffic on the A3 a little bit earlier on, it was her fault. Entirely. thankfully, so many people have helped her out. So we need to thank them a little bit later on. But, yeah, it just feels like that sort of a day. And then I've done the travel news just then, because I don't know where Sylvie was, but she will be here very soon indeed. I'm itching to speak to her as well as you. Elsewhere, did you see Night Coppers last night on Channel 4? We basically got to follow Sussex Police in Brighton on nights out. And it's fascinating, isn't it? Just to see the sober side of a night out. But tonight, I want to know about those night out stories that you've got. We've all got them, haven't we? We've all got them. You've been on a night out and either something really, really funny has happened. You might have got a little bit, you know, too drunk too quickly. I'd love to hear these stories, please. The stories of your nights out. Get in touch. You can give us a call.
0800 232 1045.
You can text us. 81333. Just starting your message with the word radio. Or if you've got your phone to hand and you've got WhatsApp on there, click on that for us. 0800 321 333 is our number. Just stick radio at the start of your WhatsApp message. The night out stories, we'd love to hear from you tonight, please. If you missed out on any of today's news, stick around. I'll update you after Beyonce and Break My Soul. Beyonce, Break My Soul, BBC Radio Sussex, BBC Radio Surrey on a Wednesday evening tonight. Very, very exciting because we're back at Paynes Hill Park. Oh, it is such a stunning location, isn't it? They've got a series of summer concerts supported by BBC Radio Surrey, and we've had quite a few already. And there's another one tonight. Some brilliant tribute acts for the likes of AC/DC recently, the Travelling Wilburys. Tonight, it's the Rick Parfitt Jr. Band, and down there for us right now is James Cannon from BBC Radio Surrey Breakfast. Hi, James.
Connor, I tell you what, it's a really warm evening. The glasses of wine are out. Lots of people. I see a few quail's egg, lots of hummus, and boy, oh boy, it is warm.
It's definitely been warm on the way into work, so, I mean, it's going to be absolutely marvellous. James, I've got some quail's eggs for you. I'll try and send them down, if that's all right.
That's what we're after. Quail's eggs and pork pies, that's what people seem to be munching away at. We'll catch up with you a little later. Chris O'Brien's here as well.
Thanks, James. James Cannon down there at Paynes Hill Park for Rick Parfitt Jr. Band. They're going to be on stage at 7 o'clock this evening. If you're in the sort of Cobham area nearby to Paynes Hill Park, I would strongly advise you to get yourself down there because it is such a glorious evening. Grab any food you can and make your way down there. It's going to be absolutely marvellous. All right, we'll get to the things that have happened today very shortly indeed. First, though, let's get the latest on the road, hopefully, with Sylvie Blackmore. Are you there?
Always. Always, Connor. Absolutely. The M25 is queuing clockwise between Staines and the M4.
We'll be back at Paynes Hill Park before long, and we'll get the latest weather and all the day's events after this from Sam Fender. Beauty, this is 17 Going Under on the BBC.
Aircheckdownloads.com.